Welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast with me, Maya Fisher-French.
And with me, Mapalo Maku.
Each week, we'll be discussing the stories we're working on and which you can read more about in the City Press.
So Maya, this week you wrote on funeral cover. Oh, Maya, you know what? This topic gets me all the time. And as I mentioned to you earlier, about a year ago, I did a coaching session on a client who had three funeral policies, okay? And they were all ranging from 300 to 400 rand. And this person was a CA, okay? And in your article, one of the readers sent you a question regarding funeral policies, and a quote that she got was for 1,240 rand. That is a lot of money to pay for a funeral policy, Maya.
You know, so her question was, she said to me, what's the pros and cons of getting your funeral policy through a funeral home versus going to an insurance house? And I thought, yes. I said, well, interesting question. Let me find out. Yeah. Wow. It is actually, like you said, it blew my mind. So the quote she got from a funeral home, and I'm not going to mention the company because I didn't manage to get hold of them. They didn't seem to have any media representation or anything, and all my LinkedIn messages went unanswered. So they were 1,240 Rand. In the article, I explained what the cover was for. So yes. Then I started off speaking to the banks because, you know, Capitec marketed their funeral plan quite extensively. Almost all the banks offer their existing clients funeral cover. Capitec, yes, for the same cover, came in at 422 Rand. And FNB came in at 500 Rand. I mean, take that difference, take that 800 Rand difference, and invested for 10 years, and I assumed like a 7% return. I thought, what if you just put it in a fixed deposit at a bank? I'm not even talking about market returns.
She would have
140,000 Rand. That, she's got a four-year-old child. In 10 years' time, that child will be 14, and she would have 140,000 Rand for her education instead of wasting it on an overinflated funeral cover. So I think this really is something we need to blow open, and people have to become aware and start shopping around.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, just that difference, Maya, is so huge. It completely blew my mind. Why do you think people don't shop around?
So I think it's that there's almost a lack of understanding that there's other options out there. So you kind of like, I need funeral cover, type it in. I actually don't know. And she also, funny enough, also she went to Clientele. There was the other one, you know, the direct guys on TV. Yes, their quote was a similar figure. I just don't think she'd ever thought about going to her bank. But then what I also did is I contacted Metropolitan because they do funeral cover and they're a proper insurance house. And they came in quite a lot more at about 800 Rand, I think it was. But when I spoke to them, they said, look, our product's quite different. It's very differentiated. So they actually have a financial advisor, and their financial advisor looks at your overall financial plan, how it fits into your, you know, your finances. And what they do, which is quite interesting, is they say, what funeral do you want? And if you say, I want a casket, I want my body repatriated, I want this, that, the other, they actually have
a costing.
Yeah, so they do a proper costing of all the items that would go into the funeral and then work out how much that would be and whether you can afford it or not. So it seems to be a lot more of an advised product. So you need to decide whether, and Deirdre Vormerans from Metropolitan, who I spoke to, said, you know, some people don't care. They just, like this woman, I just need cover for my mom, my son, my brother, my sister. She just took the whole family. She had a whole lot of family cover. But for some people, they really want to be involved, and they want to know what happens when they die. And it also gives gives their next of kin some sort of guidance around it. So I think from that perspective, maybe there's benefit. And the other one I looked at was Avbob. So being a very big provider and a mutual assurance company, they came in at a similar rate of Metropolitan. I think they came in at about 850. But then they are throwing a few free things if you have had your cover for 2 years or more. But definitely, sum up, if you have funeral cover, it's probably the very, very first place that you should look at if you're trying to cut your budget. So So now talking about finding that those extra few rands in your budget with funeral cover, you wrote a piece this week about finding that money in your current budget. And I know that this came from our conversation in the last podcast around Amanda, who said, I have no more money to find in my budget. So maybe just talk a little bit about kind of the sort of areas that people should be cutting back on.
Yes. Could be. So as you mentioned, Maya, it came about from your money makeover where, you know, this lady said, you know what, I thought I didn't have anywhere else I could cut back from my budget. And I wanted to show people and our readers that there is money to be found in your existing budget, right? So I took a look at the most obvious ones first. Obviously, your DSTV, right? I think every column that you've ever read says, just cut it. Cut it out. It's quite expensive.
Little tricky press is part of the NASPAS groove, but move on swiftly.
Very swiftly from that. but also your gym membership, right? I think, you know, I did a coaching session or a workshop for a group of ladies this past Sunday. And this lady said to me, Mapalo, I have not been to the gym for the past 3 or 4 years, but I've kept my membership.
What?
And yes. So imagine that is $500.
$500 a month.
That is 6,000 a year. And over the past 3-4 years, that is quite a lot of money that she could have put towards unit trust or exchange traded fund. Or if she has any debt, she would have lowered her debt by quite a bit, right? Then the other one was insurance. Tying back to your story of funeral cover, if this lady had gone for the 1,200 rand funeral policy compared to having gone for the one with her bank, she would have saved $800. So there is money to be found in your existing budget.
And that insurance one also, I find a lot with car insurance. And I've written so much about it. I mean, on the My Own Money website and on City Press, you'll find a lot about that. Where, you know, go and review your car insurance. It is such a highly commoditized, highly competitive environment. You can definitely knock off. But I have to tell you, when I was reading reading your piece, I wanted to share this with you. So, you know, my husband and I did the post-December like blues. And we were like, whoa, we just way spent past the budget. So we've been very, very mindful this month about our groceries. And you know that big mistake when you go in because you're going to pop in for some milk and you walk out with 10 items? We do that all the time. So I've stopped doing that. We are saving thousands of rands, thousands of rands. I don't know we could have cut our grocery budget by that much. And it's amazing that when you're just aware and just a little bit conscious about your spending, you can really, really, I think, find those savings. I think when we sit there and say we have got no money to save, it's actually just because we couldn't be bothered to go through our budgets.
Yeah, just take the bit of extra effort and be conscious, like you said.
And I love the quote you ended off with, beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. I think it was Benjamin Franklin. It's those little leaks, people. It's those little leaks.
And Maya, another article you wrote this week is taking advantage of your tax benefit before the financial year end, the 28th of February. I mean, we hear it all the time, the 28th is approaching, and how best can one take advantage of that tax benefit? So in the article, you spoke about your tax-free savings account and using your bonus. I think we'll get more into the one about your bonus and the statistics around it because I think it's quite exciting. But would you take us through how people can take advantage of that?
Yeah, so I think we see this time of year every year you write this article, but it's sometimes just a good reminder. And you know, one of the big ones, of course, is topping up your retirement fund. So you can top up, you can put 27.5% of your income up to a maximum of 350,000. And what I find as a freelancer, this is a very effective way to top up because I can't necessarily put the same amount every single month away because my income varies. But in February, I can go through my expenses, my income, look at my tax return and say, right, I can actually lower my tax by just putting a bit more money into my retirement annuity. So if I've built up some cash during the year, I can actually do that and top it up. And I think that's quite a powerful one. And, you know, then you've got your, as you mentioned, tax-free savings accounts. But what I found quite powerful with that topping up on the 28th of February was a press release I actually got from PPS Investments, which I use in the article so that you can actually go and have a look at the table that will be in the article. But what I found amazing about this, they compared two people, and what happens if one of them put only 30% of their bonus every year into their retirement savings and the other didn't, the other just spent it. This was like the holiday money or pay off the credit card money.
I deserve this.
And the difference that had after just 15 years. So I think the stats was they both earned 500,000. They both got, contributed to their retirement annuity, but they each received 100,000 rand bonus a year. And one of them spent it, and one of them saved only 30%. That was 30,000 of it. And after 15 years, the difference was 600,000 rand difference. So one had 750,000, the other had 1.3 million. And I think again, you know,
80%. That is 80% difference.
An 80% difference, and it's just that. Yeah. And what do you think the woman who, I think they used two women in this example. What do you think the woman who spent all that money has to show after 15 years on the money that they spent? Do you see what I'm saying? So whereas the one has money, has that retirement thing. Yeah. So I think that is a really, really key one. And the other one that I think I could get in trouble with SARS for this one, is that there's this little bit of a play.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw it. And I thought to myself, Maya.
Yeah, SARS, you know, I sit in the media lockup for budget, which is happening next week, so I may get a call about this one. Or they may call me out. But basically, there's a little bit of a, you know, you with capital gains tax, you get a 40,000 rand exemption. So if, say, you're about to sell something that has capital value, be it some, you know, share portfolio, unit trusts, or anything, and you know you're going to be paying some capital gains tax, sell some in February and some in March, spread it over 2 months, and you get your 40,000 on either side of it because it's the new tax year. So I thought just a little bit of a cheat there, but quite frankly, we all pay way too much tax. When especially I get so annoyed on investment.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal.
It's not illegal. It's called tax planning, people. In fact, all of this is not about, I think I summed it up by saying, pay yourself, not the tax man. That's a wrap for today. If our listeners would like to learn more about these or any other money-related topics, they can go to the City Press website or your website.
womaninfinance.co.za.
Or my website, mayamoney.co.za.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note on 064-554-3959. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, because we want to know what it is that you want to know. In fact, many of these conversations are driven by our reader interaction. So thank you. You've been listening to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, featuring the contributors of the City Press Personal Finance Pages.